It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The fire burning in Larimer County was pushed east by winds on Sunday. That expansion prompted officials to order additional evacuations. They also upgraded the voluntary evacuation into a mandatory order for several roads near the Cameron Peak Fire. Smoke from the fire spread across large parts of the state Sunday, setting off air quality alerts along the Front Range. Colorado's fires could get some dampening tomorrow with rain and snow in Tuesday's weather forecast. The state has reported its second case of the human plague this summer. The cases were unrelated, but both involved exposure to sick animals. Neither patient is suspected to have spread the infection to others. The plague is common this time of year, affecting both wildlife and domestic pets. State officials say not to handle any wildlife and to treat pets for fleas. It's too soon to know the potential size of Colorado's sports gambling market, but that may change once the NFL kicks off its season. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
To say that football is one of the biggest sports to gamble on is an understatement, according to David Farahi, who runs Monarch Casino.
It's not one of the biggest. It is by far the biggest. People in the sportsbook business measure their career by the number of football seasons they've worked in.
And the first NFL game is Thursday. Farahi says the Nuggets and Avalanche making the playoffs helped to lift betting recently. The latest data from July shows that wagers totaled almost $60 million in Colorado, more than double the month of May. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The change in fall foliage is just around the corner, and in some places, trees may change colors early. That's because of drought in southern Colorado. Dan West with the Colorado State Forest Service says trees stressed by drought shut down earlier.
We start to see that browning of the leaves, and so from afar, that gives our eye the signal that, oh man, they're not quite as vibrant this year as they might have been in other years. Up close, you can kind of see that there's still plenty of yellows. They're just masked slightly by some of the browns.
West expects fall colors in southern Colorado in the first 2 weeks of October and later this month for the rest of the state. Tomorrow's weather may feel like winter has come early. The forecast has daytime highs in the 30s and 40s around Denver and Colorado Springs, rain and snow along the Front Range, and rain for western Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.